Lawyers for Baltimore City have conceded that former city police officers who were members of the disgraced Gun Trace Task Force planted a gun on Ivan Potts in 2015. That led to Potts serving time in jail. And now Potts wants to be compensated for that time. The question before the Maryland Court of Appeals yesterday was who should pay, the city or the cops? WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
The Gun Trace Task Force cops were convicted in 2018 of falsifying search warrants and overtime reports, stealing money, drugs, guns, and planting evidence on citizens. Now, citizens like Potts, one of their victims, are suing for damages. Justin Brown wasn't Potts' lawyer in Monday's Court of Appeals case, but he is representing him in a 2019 criminal case.
In the past, with very few exceptions, the city has always paid for police misconduct.
And by the city, Brown means Baltimore City taxpayers.
These lawsuits can be expensive for the city. We're not in great financial health, and I think there's a desire on the part of city officials to try to find a way to reduce their liability in these cases.
And to reduce that liability, lawyers for the city are arguing in a test case that the Gun Trace Task Force cops operated outside the scope of their employment when they created what many call a criminal enterprise. Justin Conroy, arguing for the city, pointed to a 1991 case in which the state's highest court held a police officer, rather than the city, can be held liable for his actions under certain circumstances.
Where the conduct of the employee is unprovoked, highly unusual, and quite outrageous, courts tend to hold that this is in itself sufficient to indicate that the motive was a purely personal one.
Conroy said the Gun Trace Task Force cops' conduct was so outrageous that
this was a perversion of their entire job duties.
What would the department even gain by these cops planting a gun, he asked. Several of the seven judges pointed out that those arrests benefited the police department's crime stats and public image, and the cops themselves were seen as super cops, which enabled them to operate the way they did. One judge mentioned that the Gun Trace Task Force would still be roaming the streets were it not for federal investigators. And that leads us to Mandy Milliman, who was representing William James, another victim of a GTTF gun-planting incident. James is dead, but Milliman was arguing on his behalf.
For the city to say, we had no knowledge, this is rogue, this criminal enterprise is totally something unforeseeable, is just unfortunately inaccurate.
She pointed out that one of the Gun Trace Task Force's crimes was overtime fraud.
Something that with a little oversight should have been uncovered.
That responsibility falls on the Baltimore Police Department, she argued. And several members of the Gun Trace Task Force had already been the subject of numerous misconduct lawsuits. But internal affairs ignored these red flags, and they were promoted to this specialized unit of plainclothes cops.
And today the city stands here and calls these officers criminals and gangsters, but in reality the most fitting description of them is police officers.
The department was negligent and knew these officers were abusing their power on the streets. And they did nothing, Milliman argued. It's the city's responsibility now to pay. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.